Welcome to the FDF podcast, passionate about food and drink.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Control Your Energy with Data-Driven Energy Insight Solutions. Today, we're going to cover a range of topics, including our Energy Insight solution and why food and beverage manufacturers need to measure their energy and how we can help you do that. Today, we have Peter Patlow, Director of Sustainability at BusinessWise Solutions, Daniel King, Head of Strategic Partnerships at Centric Oven Solutions, and Shamir Harber, Global Customer Success Manager at Centrica Business Solutions. And I'm going to now turn it over to Daniel.
Thanks for the introduction there. As Lindsay mentioned, my name is Daniel King, Head of Strategic Partnerships at Centrica Business Solutions. So I believe that most of the attendees on the call today are actually based in the UK and are probably very familiar already, either with Centrica, well, certainly with British Gas, which is Centrica's largest operating business. But just a little bit about Centrica Business Solutions. So Centrica Business Solutions was set up in 2016 by Centrica with an initial investment of around £700 million. And this new business division was set up with the intention of realigning our business towards the future of energy and where the future of the energy market is going in terms of distributed energy. And overall, we're looking to provide our customers, our business customers, with a self-sufficiency around how they can manage their own energy in a decentralized way. See, a lot of the technologies and capabilities that we have and that we provide, not just in the UK, but in other European markets, as well as some markets over North America. This is based on technologies that have been acquired by Centrica over the past few years. One of them is an energy insights solution that's based on wireless self-powered sensor technology coupled with an advanced energy management analytics software. And that's the discussion that we are on the call for today, just to make you aware of that insights technology and how it plays out within food and beverage companies, primarily in manufacturing and also in restaurant chains and the like.
Smart energy management based on data. A crucial part of this data is the energy usage of each device. Meet panoramic power, miniature wireless current sensors. Just snap it on the wire and capture unparalleled energy data. It's that simple. Dozens of sensors can be installed within minutes. These wireless sensors are non-invasive, so there's little to no downtime during installation. They are self-powered, so no need for any maintenance. The data is transmitted through the bridge to our power radar platform via Wi-Fi, LAN, or cellular connection, or to third-party systems via standard industry protocols, providing you with highly accurate device-level data in real time. A variety of sensor types enables you to cover any current range or wire size, as well as monitoring of loads where other power measurements are required. Think of the actionable intelligence you can get with this data. Detect energy waste. Compare efficiencies between site and systems to increase productivity. Operational tool for early failure detection, as well as predictive maintenance and much more. Be smart with your energy. Panoramic Power. Energy Insights Technology from Centrica Business Solutions.
That should, I hope, explain to you in a very visual way exactly what our Centrica's Energy Insights solutions or the technology that it's based on. The way that we see this, the way that we see Energy Insights within the distributed energy proposition is that customers really have to get a good understanding of how and where they're using their energy in order to understand what the next step is on the road to net zero, right? What do they deploy? You know, what solutions and further technologies should they focus on when they're on that road and that journey to net zero? The way that we go to market with this technology is that we work with a global network of what we call value-added resellers that are typically energy consulting or engineering companies that are really deep and involved into their customers' energy infrastructure. And we basically provide the technology to those partners to enable them to use it as leverage to really understand and provide actionable intelligence where previously data around energy consumption, where those customers are using energy, was previously hidden from view. So without further ado, I'm going to invite my colleague, Peter Catlow from BusinessWise Solutions, one of our partners in the UK market. We have several. BusinessWise is one of them. So I'm going to hand it over to Peter.
My name is Peter Catlow. I work for a company called BusinessWise Solutions. We're based in East Lancashire in a little town called Nelson. We employ around 50 people and we started life as a plain, straightforward energy broker. One of those annoying people who rings you up and tells you that they're going to save you money on your energy costs. We've evolved over time, and the specific direction that we evolved in that involved Centrica was the requirement to actually understand where our clients were using their energy and how we could help them to reduce their energy, their carbon footprint and their costs. And so we searched around to try and find a metering solution that suited us. And about 3 years ago, we hooked up with Centrica. The Centrica Panoramic Power product lies at the heart of all the energy management consultancy net zero stuff that we are currently involved in. We're delivering better performance, we're delivering improvements in energy consumption, reductions in energy cost, and we're helping people towards that net zero objective. We make extensive use of the Centrica software, and in fact, we've also taken the outputs from the Panoramic Power, and we tailor it in some instances to suit our specific customers' requirement. So the Centrica Panoramic Power sensors, bridge, software sit at the heart of what we call our energy management as a service offering, as I'll explain in a little while. There's a huge spend in the UK, 25 billion we reckon in total on energy, and the food and drink industry is about 8% of that total, being food and drink manufacturing being one of the largest, if not the largest, manufacturing sector in the UK. Our experience over that three-year period of using Panoramic Power would lead us to the conclusion that savings of anywhere in the range of 15 to 20% of wasted energy are possible. We've seen savings a lot higher than that. In fact, we actually installed Panoramic Power in our own offices when we were weighing up which was the best solution for asset level sensing, and we saved ourselves about 40% of our energy costs in our little office with 50 people. So that there are very substantial savings out there once you start to get the granular level of information that you need using Panoramic Power. It's typical that the energy spend has been a bit of a Cinderella function within businesses. We have clients spending millions of pounds a year on electricity, and they've got one half hourly meter. Well, you don't learn a lot from a one half hourly meter. You need to actually get down to asset level, to circuit level, to piece of equipment level. Because sustainability challenges are on the rise, because the UK is committed to reaching carbon net zero by 2050, and because a lot of consumers and customers are demanding a sustainable supply of goods and services, it all comes together to provide a really good solution to the various challenges. And the beauty about this solution is it not only is good for the environment and your green credentials, but it also saves you money. So kind of what's not to like. As I said, it sits at the heart of our energy management as a service offering, which is a tiered solution. So we offer different levels of support and service, six different levels, would you believe, from a situation where we We supply, fit, and train people to use panoramic power, and they then pick up the ball, understanding the software, and start to take action themselves, through to what we call our EMS Net Zero, Energy Management as a Service Net Zero, which is a kind of fully managed and partnership solution where our engineering teams work alongside the engineering teams within the factory or the office or whatever it happens to be. So it's a tiered solution, and you can sort of dip in at whichever is the appropriate level for your particular knowledge base or your particular resource level, or in the ultimate solution, we kind of become your virtual energy manager based on our energy management as a service offer, which is powered by the Centrica product that we're talking about today. So just a few real world examples of how this happens, how we help, should I say. One example is multi-site visibility. So you can look across a range of different sites and see differences in operational performance that aren't understandable for what you might call logical reasons. And very often you find that they're illogical reasons, like refrigeration doors not being shut properly, like lights being left on overnight, all kinds of stuff like that. So you can actually see across a whole range of sites who's doing well, who's not doing so well, benchmark one site against another, etc. There's all kinds of other things at the machine level that you can identify. The one example here is a compressor example, but we find various levels of machine problems that are thrown up by anomalous energy consumption. So things like bearings starting to stick, motors starting to burn out, etc. You can spot through the energy consumption across a range of similar devices or machines. And also you can use the information as a decision-making tool. So you can look at when you're using energy in specific examples, and you can try and move the energy consumption, shift the use to a less expensive time of day. So if for a frozen food manufacturer, they ought to be looking at not using their refrigeration plants or turning them down during the 4 to 7 period in a typical working day, which is the peak cost position.
Thank you, Peter. Greetings again, everyone. This is Jamir Harbour, the Global Customer Success Manager here at Centrica Business Solution. So I'm going to be presenting to you a case study, another real-world example for a customer based in Mexico. So one of our prominent partners in Mexico, S2G Energy, was approached by CMR. CMR is a very large operator of restaurant chains in Mexico. And they had two particular challenges. One was to identify opportunities in reducing their operating costs and associated operations or processes, and also to be able to really evaluate how their environmental footprint was across those various restaurants. There was also a particular focus by this customer, CMR, to ensure that whatever solution was designed and proposed to them would not impede or negatively impact their business operations or their overall performance. And so S2G proposed the panoramic power technology, including our cloud-based platform, which I will show you a demonstration shortly. It started off with an initial pilot across 8 restaurants. It focused primarily on kitchen and HVAC equipment. CMR, the customer, was very impressed with some of the initial results and savings, and especially with how they saw the local managers begin to shift their view, their stance on how they use energy. And so they expanded our panoramic power technology to up to 69 and eventually 82 restaurants across their portfolio. And some of the key takeaways that we saw over 3 years was, for instance, a reduction in energy consumption of over 11 gigawatt hours, avoided dollars costs of over $1 million, and especially what was interesting to me was to see a return on investment of over 300%. If I could just quickly quote one of the statements that the VP of operations at TMR provided to us, he said this: managers have more control over their restaurant's energy usage and are empowered to make the right decisions. And this is a common theme that Daniel King and Peter Catlow have mentioned, where it is not just the technology and having something, you know, as nice to have, but actually as a necessity to help our customers to make the right decisions. And at this point, I am going to transition to the PowerDAO platform. So for those of you who are joining and who are not familiar with this technology, this is called PowerRadar. This is our cloud-based energy management platform that provides users with unparalleled visibility into your entire energy infrastructure. Within this platform, you're able to obtain granular and very actionable energy intelligence across your various assets. It could be monitored electrical load, or it could be other streams of data, such as your utility meters for electricity, for gas, for heat, airflow, or even water. What is really prominent about this platform is you can view all of that data in real time. Forget about waiting for your utility bills at the end of the month. You can see all of that in real time. What you see in front of you is the dashboard. And this provides you with a complete visibility into how your equipment as a whole is performing. Also to see things like consumption trends over, say, the past 7 days, or to see which type of your device categories, like be refrigeration or HVAC equipment, how are they performing? How are they consuming power or drawing power? And also, what are the average consumption trends? I'm going to go quickly into the energy time view. So this is one of the visibilities or views that any user has to be able to visualize their data for any of the monitored equipment at their local site. Now, one thing to point out that this is a particular site called ABC Food Company. However, this is also a platform that enables you to manage a portfolio of sites. So with one dashboard, you can be able to visualize data across, say, a large set of restaurants or a large set of manufacturing plants. In this case, we have this local food plant, and some of the devices that are being monitored are related to their heating and cooling, related to their machinery. So let me show you, for instance, the heating and cooling has boilers, machinery has air compressors and pumps, and refrigeration have typically compressors, condensers, and pumps. And all of this showcases data that you can actually view in real time. Now, another capability within the PowerDAO platform is the ability to contextualize the data. So for instance, you can see that there is a grayed out area within this view. This allows you to be able to see within your operating schedules what equipment or pieces of equipment are running in real time. So they have indicated at this local food company that between midnight to 6 a.m., this is their non-operating hours. So in one snapshot, you can be able to tell, okay, this is how much energy you're drawing during your non-production hours. Another capability is the ability to correlate your consumption with outside air conditions. If it's really hot and you're still running your heaters, for instance, that is an easy identification of an inefficiency and how you can tweak or reduce that waste for your plant. One other capability that we have within the platform as a whole is the flexibility to view the data as a standalone at your local plant. So this is made possible using industry standard protocols. Think of the the Modbosses or the JSONs or things of that nature, or you can use the PowerRadar platform in combination with your standalone energy management software. So, you know, think of the BMS or the EMS at your local plants. We have the capability to export that data to those various platforms at your discretion. I'm just going to quickly show you another capability that we have in PowerRadar, which is what we call the device group. So this allows you as a user to analyze the consumption of energy across either equipment or process lines at your given facility. You can even analyze data related to a physical area or a business unit. So think of this as a way to measure the related production metrics for a particular product or particular facility or section of the facility. Another view that we have available in PowerRadar is what we call the benchmarking. So imagine if you have a similar set of equipment, let's say five different compressors, and you wanted to be able to benchmark how are they performing relative to each other. You're able to do that in here. You can normalize it based on time, based on things like cooling degree days or heating degree days. All of that is available for you. Another thing that we've seen a lot of customers do is utilize this also to benchmark either similar sized plants or sites. Think of it like square footage, or think of it like similar deliverables to their end customers. So you can actually benchmark, let's say, a portfolio of restaurants to see which one is consuming the most, which one is doing the most with the least amount of resources used. Another view that is available in PowerRadar is the energy flow. So as you can see in here, this view into the flow of energy across all the monitored equipments for your given site. So at a very high level, you can be able to see that the largest consumer for this local food plant is the refrigeration equipment, followed by the machinery and followed by the HVAC. And so this helps you to begin to understand where you're consuming the most energy and also where are the areas that you can actually explore to either implement energy efficiency projects, or in the case of what Peter explained, to be able to analyze where your carbon footprint is mostly present and how you can begin to tackle some of those waste or opportunities to reduce the waste. Some other features available in PowerRadar includes our alerting feature. That is this bell icon here. So this basically allows you to proactively manage your assets. So think of it as a way for you to be notified when a particular equipment or piece of equipment is operating out of your desired constraints. You're alerted, you're able to go into the system to validate that issue and take remedial actions for that. Another capability that we do have is the automated reporting. So this basically allows you to have a suite of reports delivered at your desktop or through your email that shows you the various metrics of how your equipment or your portfolio of sites are performing. So this can be delivered to you on a daily, a weekly, or a monthly basis. And we have over 40 different modules that are made available for you to use. So that is all that I wanted to briefly talk to you about with the demonstration of the PowerRadar platform. And I'm gonna move this on to the Q&A section.
Great, thanks, Shamir. This one's specific for Daniel King. What is your commercial model for the Panoramic and PowerRadar system?
Yeah, so it's a very simple model. You know, we want to try and keep this as simple as possible, not just in terms of the way we provide the technology, but also the commercial model. It's a simple cost for the hardware. There is no subscription fee for PowerRadar. PowerRadar is actually the platform that's being used by Centrica Business Solutions for all of our customers, not just customers that are using the panoramic power technology. So if you have CHP, solar, EV charging installations, basically all the assets that are related to energy that Centrica are providing to their customers is made visible on PowerRadar. So it really is an all-encompassing software to enable all of our customers to really understand how they're using those assets. So yeah, very, very simple commercial model.
Okay, great. And this one looks like it's for Shamir. So how does the asset management work? Can you predict life cycle, failure prediction, next maintenance date?
How that works, that's a very good question, is basically as any different, any type of user. So think of yourself as a facility manager. If you want to be able to monitor your critical assets, you can actually implement, say, power or energy rules. So if you want to know if a particular equipment is running above a certain power level, you can be sent an email alert to your email, or you can also be sent an alert to the PowerRadar app. So we have a mobile app. So that is one of the alerts that you can set up. Another example, for instance, is if you have a piece of equipment that needs to be running 24/7, you can set up an alert that allows you to know whenever it is not in operation, so it's not drawing any power. This is something that has also been a very helpful use to some of the facility managers managing critical assets. So we have a series of rules and alerts that you can set up, and it's at your discretion.
This one looks like it might be for Peter. Peter, can we translate the measured energy data into metrics for evaluating how well they're achieving sustainability goals within a business?
Indeed, you can. In fact, we have one client that springs immediately to mind who's doing just that. So we can easily see or easily guide that client into the steps that they should take that would have the biggest single impact on their kilowatt hour consumption and therefore their carbon footprint. And we can monitor that in real time, and we can report on it. And depending on the level of service that you're looking to enjoy, we can work hand in hand with the client, as we are in the one I'm thinking about, to actually implement the changes that are necessary to achieve that carbon footprint reduction. So yeah, it's a very powerful tool. We ran energy audit programs before we partnered with Centrica, and what we could do was limited by the lack of granular information. So that the real power of the Centrica solution is the granularity of the data and the actionable insights that it gives you to actually put in place a program of improvement.
Great, thank you, Peter. And I think this next question builds on that a bit, so maybe you can go on. But within a typical food and beverage manufacturing plant, like besides refrigeration, which Shamir already went through, have you guys noticed any other projects that have yielded energy savings opportunities through Panoramic?
Yes. You find energy savings in the most unlikely places, I suppose, would be one way of describing it. One project that we've got ongoing at the moment is a project that we came across by monitoring power consumption at asset level. We found two very similar machines that were using one was using a ton more energy, maybe 25% more energy than the other. And when we drilled down to say, well, why is this? We discovered that that one line was running with DC motors operating it, and the more efficient line was running with AC motors. So we were able to advise the client that it would be a good idea to swap the DC motors for AC motors. Payback was like, I don't know, a year and a half. And oh, by the way, it actually got like 14 of these setups using DC motors. So we not only found that one saving for him, but you can multiply that by a factor of 14.
And it looks like maybe one more. So this is back around the cost. I think probably, Peter, best for you. So how does the cost compare with conventional submetering?
The cost, when we were looking around, as I said, in a way, we're kind of agnostic as to how we actually collect the data. We knew we needed to collect it at asset level to make any sense for what we were trying to do. And so there were various issues that various measures that we used when we looked at the different potential solutions. And primarily we looked at quality, cost and delivery and ease of installation. And basically Panoramic Power ticks all the boxes. It's a high quality product. It's extremely reliable. It's robust. It's easy to fit. So you're not running cables and Cat 5 connections everywhere. It's self powered, as the video said. So you don't need to worry about providing power to it. It takes its power from the cable that it's clamped around, and it's very cost effective. And maybe just adding a point to what Daniel said, really. Daniel, of course, is the start of the process as far as we're concerned in the UK. We're a partner of Centrica, as he said, but we use Panoramic Power in a variety of ways from a pricing point of view. So it depends very much with us as to what the client wants and the level of involvement that we have with that client. So we have some models where we do charge a subscription, which includes the Panoramic Power sensors, because we've got a long ongoing month by month, year by year relationship with that client. But they are extremely cost effective, particularly when you take account of the low install cost and the low maintenance cost.
Thank you for listening to this FDF podcast. FDF is the voice of the food and drink industry, supporting our members with the expertise to develop, grow, and strengthen their business. To learn more about how we can help your business, contact us at members.inquiries@fdf.org.uk. There's no better time to become an FDF member.